Proclamation number 5906 of 17th of March, 1954. Simultaneous teaching of the souls in the hereafter. What I have to say to you humans on earth shall also be heard by the souls in the kingdom of the beyond who, like you, are still imperfect or dwell in deepest darkness, because I also want to bring salvation to them and leave no stone unturned to motivate all these souls to change their will. You all lack light. All of you, on earth and in the beyond, you are still darkened in spirit and therefore do not see the path which leads to me. But I want you to find your way to me and therefore illuminate the path for you so that you will emerge from darkness and walk towards the light. And the fate of imperfect souls in the beyond is a very sad one, which is why I show them my mercy and also kindle a light for them which shall shine for them. And the light emanates from the truth. I must turn the truth to all these souls which are still immature so that it will become bright in them. I must also speak to them as I speak to the people on earth. These souls must also be instructed, my word must also be conveyed to them, because only my word can bring them salvation. And wherever my word is preached on earth and this happens in the right way, I will also guide souls in the beyond so that they can likewise receive teachings if they want to accept them. But I myself will also address the souls as soon as they only desire the light of truth. And my word always resounds where my spirit is given the opportunity to work. Where a person unites with me in love and is filled with desire for truth, where he surrenders himself to me and wants to be aware of my presence, there my spirit can work and direct all his thinking according to truth. And there a light will also shine which is visible to the souls in the beyond and which they now rush towards. And all my thoughts, which I convey to the human being through my spirit, will also be communicated to those souls and will not remain without impression on them. My working of the spirit is that the human being becomes aware of my thoughts coined into words, thus he hears me myself speaking to him, as it were, and the souls also hear these words because they pay attention to the human being's thoughts and through these they also understand what they hear. For these souls, in their state of imperfection, are not yet able to hear my word themselves. On the other hand, they can follow people's thoughts like spoken words, and thus they will mostly stay where people are in spiritual contact with me, with the light of truth. Because only there can they perceive the shine of light, whereas it is often just as dark around other people as around the souls in the beyond. And therefore it is understandable that there are not many sources on earth where the supply of my word guarantees truth, where it is there for light, because a ray of eternal light pours out onto all those who shelter around that source. But it is understandable that countless souls gather there and that they are often insatiable, but will also always receive what they desire, because my love is always willing to help them, as well as I myself am desired as the eternal truth. On earth my gifts of grace are rarely appreciated and people pass by what they recognize and desire in the beyond as solely giving help. And therefore I remember these souls in the beyond full of mercy and satisfy them with the bread of heaven. I also convey the gospel to them so that they may attain beatitude. Amen.